Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits. We are Quixie 98.3, Brian and Trisha. It is almost time for the Fort Knox update, but first we start with Maddie O'Brien.
After a 2-week absence, yes. we missed you very much. We're glad you're here with us again.
Hi.
All right, bring on the joke.
Have you heard the one about the roof?
The roof.
Never mind, it's over your head.
Oh, if we could have had that on video, just the look that she gave you, too.
That was Maddie great, O'Brien, Maddie. breaking brains with these dad jokes. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
All right, Colonel Lance O'Brien, your turn.
Yeah, you definitely missed the hand come up and say, oh, wait a minute.
That was so great.
That was something else.
So, yeah, how are you all doing today?
Doing great. What's going on?
Oh, we've always got plenty of going on. But this month, April, is the month the Army observes our Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. So really what it's for is to collectively reaffirm our commitment to eliminate sexual assault. It is still an issue. It'll always be an issue until we get to zero. So we're always out there, and one of our big things we're looking at is prevention and intervention is kind of what we're looking at this year as far as our motto. But Wednesday, April 27th, we're going to do a thing called Denim Day. And Denim Day is just something where folks, I guess you can put on your best Canadian tuxedo and go out and support survivors and just kind of reaffirm your commitment to preventing sexual assault. So that'll be, again, that's Denim Days on Wednesday, April 27th. And it's not exclusive to the Army. So out here in the local community, to show your support, go ahead and, like I said, put on your best denim duds.
All right. And fishing opportunities coming up?
Yes, we do. I got Mike Brandenburg here. I'm sure he's probably pretty well known with your listening audience. One thing we did do, too, we just released some trout out at Otter Creek and Camp Carlson. But he's going to be talking some more of our fishing opportunities on Fort Knox.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, Fort Knox offers some excellent fishing opportunities. In fact, throughout the month, as Colonel mentioned, we've stocked about 3,000 pounds of rainbow trout in Otter Creek on post, with additional fish scheduled in May. The best part is all outdoor enthusiasts, not just military, can fish our available waters. Primary species to pursue in our lakes and ponds are largemouth bass, channel catfish, bluegill, and red ear sunfish, as well as the excellent trout fishing available in Otter Creek. Just a couple of important notes. Both Fort Knox fishing permit and Kentucky State fishing license is required on post. A Kentucky trout permit is also required for trout fishing. Some of our waters, because of their locations in and around various training areas, require daily check-in through iSportsman. And speaking of iSportsman, it's a site that's a website that includes everything you need to know about Fort Knox fishing opportunities and requirements. Everyone wanting to fish on post will first need to visit the Fort Knox iSportsman homepage and create an account. This account is also how you acquire Fort Knox permits. To find that site, all you have to do is go to any internet search browser and just type in Fort Knox iSportsman. The whole process is simple and straightforward, but if you need assistance, our hunt control office is open 6 days a week, including weekends. Current daily hours, as well as our phone number, are posted near the bottom of the Fort Knox iSportsman homepage. And we'd just like to welcome the greater Fort Knox community to come on out and enjoy our available lakes, ponds, and streams for fishing.
All right, and Fort Knox Kids Fishing Derby.
Speaking of fishing, it's pretty prescient. And it was also great. I got to go out with Mike and the crew and while we were putting those trout in at the pump house down on Otter Creek and then over at Camp Carlson and watch them get shot out the back of a 4-inch tube into the water. It's actually pretty cool. But we do have the Fort Knox Kids Fishing Derby. It's going to be happening at Camp Carlson on April 30th, and it begins at 10 a.m. Of course, we'll have food, drinks, and prizes. Prizes will include, of course, fishing poles and tackle boxes. The event is open to our first 400 youth that are registered, and you can go register in person at the Sadowski Center on Fort Knox from during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, up until the end of the day on April 29th. If you can't get registered before then, there will do a day of registration, 8 to 9:30 at Camp Carlson, if spots are available. We're looking for kids 15 years of age and younger. And if you'd like to volunteer to help out, just come on out, get a hold of us, and we'll square you away. And just one other note, as we were kind of talking about this morning, the local local area is probably going to start hearing sounds of freedom ringing from Fort Knox here. We've got a brigade from the 101st that's going to be coming in this weekend, and they'll be with us for about 3 weeks training. So just wanted to get that out. There'll be more information coming on that.
All right. So when you start hearing things, then don't worry, because training is necessary.
It's meant to be happening, yes.
Yes, yeah. All right, Colonel O'Brien and Mike Brandenburg and Maddie, thank you so much. We are Quixie 98.3.